Hi there. It is week 7 of 52 weeks, and I would say that 2024 is definitely doing a lot of shaking, a rattle rolling. And I think, you know, friends and family and people I'm talking to, things are really shaken up in their worlds. And one of the things I want to talk about is when things start to shake up in our world and how we start to feel about things. I want to talk about relationships and friendships and losing relationships. Losing relationships is often a sign that you're growing into the people that we're supposed to be. And that's really hard for us to remember, especially sometimes when we're going through a divorce or we're going through a relationship issue or we're losing people in our life. But you know, you're not meant to have the exact same circle of friends or acquaintances or maybe even spouses for the entirety of our lives. Unless those people grow in perfect congruence with us, then we often step out of pace with them as they head down their own paths. And we'll see that very often in friendships and in relationships. If we're not growing concurrent to each other, then somebody sort of veers off down to a different path. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing. And that also isn't a sign of failure. In fact, the willingness to let go of social comfort in order to pursue what feels more authentic to you, that's a sign of massive, incredible growth. That's you saying, you know what, I'm not going to stay in something that doesn't feel like it aligns with me anymore. You don't lose relationships because that we're not worthy of them. We lose them because we've mismatched to them. And that's a really good indicator that we've grown, we've changed, and that we need to realign with people who understand who we're becoming, not just who we've been. So today's message to you is all about letting go of shame, letting go of regret, letting go of maybe I should have stayed in that relationship. It felt more comfortable. You know, I really, you know, putting this expectation on ourselves that everything has to stay the same. It doesn't. If you feel like you're veering off from someone or you're going in a different direction, and that direction is because it aligns with the truth and the spiritual grace and blessing of who you are, be brave enough to go down that path and realize that not everybody's meant to be with you forever. And that's okay. And some are, and some aren't. And that's okay too.